love it how she breathes booze in the morning. And it's so sexy how she can't remember last night. I made the fatal mistake of letting her drink again. But who the hell am I to tell her how to live her life? And if you could put gum in a shot glass, I'm just another lush who's had one too many. And when plenty's not enough for city, you intend to settle for anything. Anything's better than letting her think she can do better than me. She'll come around eventually. Cause baby girl's a queen. But the queen's at the pawn with a bunch of fancy moves. And she's made me a fiend. I'm going through withdrawals, but I got nothing to lose. Oh no, hey, she's at the bottom of that bottle. Hey, she's hey, having one more swallow. Hey, from being oh so hollow. Hey, 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 bravo. Hey, she's at the bottom of that bottle. Hey, she's hey, having one more swallow. Hey, from being oh so hollow. Hey, 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 hey.
I find it funny she can never find her car keys. Telling me she can't take it. She makes the cutest faces when she screams obscenities and slurs her words because she's never not inebriated. In the front page headline read, let the girl go, you know you can be better. It's bad, but the fact that you can't have her is the reason you sweat her. Don't let her take advantage of you like them other dudes let her. You better cut your losses now, buddy. Cause baby girl's a queen. But the queen's just a pawn with a bunch of fancy moves. And she's made me a fiend. Withdrawals, but I got nothing to lose.
Oh no, hey, she's at the bottom of that bottle. Hey, she's hey, having one more swallow. Hey, from being oh so hollow. Hey, 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 bravo. Hey, she's at the bottom of that bottle. Hey, she's hey, having one more swallow. Hey, from being oh so hollow. Hey, 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 hey,
drown yourself. It's not worth keeping me. Just put it down right now and bow out gracefully. Drown yourself. It's not worth keeping me. Just put it down right now and bow out gracefully.
Telephone.
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 Party 93.4.
Telephone.
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 The phone show.
Telephone.
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 102.5.
Telephone.
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 Live on the air.
Hey, this is Party 93.4. This is Brad Carter, and you're listening to The Phone Show. You can give us a call at 505-796-4020. There is no co-host tonight, only me. Sorry. Sucks.
You are likely to be eaten.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torturer match in your inventory. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torturer match in your inventory. It got narrated at you in the second
verse. Hey, you're live on the air. What's up?
Hey.
No, that was for real. The YouTube video. Yeah, that was completely real. If it was fake, I would have made it a lot funnier than that. Yeah, yeah, it's real. Huh?
Cool, man. I'll try that out, then.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to convince people. Just say you're a radio person, and they, you know, I didn't even think I sounded that convincing in those videos.
Poster thing was hilarious, though.
Yeah, that one's still getting angry emails for me. the April Fool's toaster video?
Yeah.
So who's this?
Tui.
Tui?
Yeah.
Ah. You're calling.
My friend introduced me to your show, so, and I've been listening for about 2 years now.
You've been listening to the phone show for 2 years?
No, for PLA.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to, you know, call BS on that, because the show's only been out a couple months. But you thwarted that.
All right, cool, man. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, thanks for calling.
Testing the voices in your head, said the dwarf shot first, embedded arrow, then you bled for doctors with needles. Posit repeatedly that you knocked down that midget in the park unneededly. This has seeded the idea that you should never venture from the house, never get misunderstood by the non-player characters inhabiting Earth, none of whom are too concerned about Norton Bird. Not one of whom ever aimed a fish around the room, trying to get it in the ear canal because doom be set. The last planet they were on or near, the verge of a set of poetic. They wouldn't hear, never peered at the clues with invisible ink. No SM goddesses ever gave them pause to think. Never piloted 6 robots, each distinct. Don't matter how many 2 liters they drink, they're not going to follow what you're saying at all. They impute and appall in the scope of their gall. As you hide in your room in disgust with the lights turned out, turn them on in a turn, leave them off for now. You are likely to be. If this predicament seemed particularly crude, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. Read a pamphlet from a mailbox that urges low cunning, offers cursor and font type running. You're running and parses what you tell it. Pronouns intact, abbreviations if you need them, better keep it grammatic. Better punctuate your sentences and never redact the name of anything ambiguous. You're about to get asked. You meet the red one, the round one, the crooked or the blue. Better keep that in your pocket, don't get what it could do. Could be the spray for the glue, gonna need it if it is a situation that reloads, restarts, or quits. Wonder how many points, after how many points you gotta get before you're done in death, then to rejoice when you wish more ardently identity shed for continuance. The rhyme forever voyaging, bled from all lights and colors, from all smells and sounds. Just the lyric on the monochrome display, and you're proud to make another verse appear by solving riddles. If you didn't have to sleep, you know you'd never seek a quiddle. You'd be ever in the middle, in the midst of a quest. If it wasn't for Dawn, the gown, you'd never get dressed in your underwear typing, just like front keyboard attached up to my fingers. Wrists bear the brunt as I seek to do stunts and bleep through their descriptions. I think I went once to some sands that were Egyptian. Then I retained plane tickets, snapshots, receipts. Cause I stand unconvinced that this has happened to me. I wouldn't want to misremember or get confused. Recall a crawling towards a pyramid, appearing over dunes. Recall of entering the thing and descending stairs. Does it descend from there? Adventure to nightmare. Did I battle a snake? Was the treasure intact? Or did the TRS-80 in my brain get hacked? Thanks, Grandpa, for buying it. Now my life's ruined. 22 years later, heads invested, got the gruin. Fluent, sizzifying, trying to escape. But I can't, cause I'm up and around and awake. You are likely to be eaten. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory.
Fangs of a lurking gru.
Yeah, so 505-796-4020 or Phone Losers on Skype, give me a call. Linear's not here tonight, but he left
hey,
a voicemail.
I'm not too sure if you remember me. My name's Linear. I usually host the phone show with you, which is, you know, that internet radio thing that we do. Anyways, I'm not going to be around this week to co-host it with you. I know how you get really angry when I talk about hockey, but I got tickets to a playoff game, so that's where I'll be. So if you want to get someone cool like Altop or someone to co-host with you instead of me, that would be swell. Maybe I can try to call in later in the middle of the show or something, but probably not because I hate you. You're a goddamn moron. All right. Have a great night.
I'm sure that's really going to upset a lot of you that Linear can't be here tonight, but I think we can make it without him, I'm hoping. Somebody just tried to call and I didn't pick up in time. Oh, there they are. Hey, what's up? You're on the phone show.
Hey, Brad, what's going on?
Oh, not that much. We're 607. Is that Massachusetts?
What did you say?
I said, where are you calling from, Massachusetts?
Nope, I'm in Elmira, New York.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's not like the FM listening area of New York, is it? That's not like within the FM listening area from Party 93.4, is it?
Nope.
Okay, because I'm retarded about New York geography. I don't even know where the Hudson Valley is.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea where it is. I think it was around there last week. I went to New York on a bus trip.
Ah.
So
what's going on?
Well, I'm staying up to write some papers for school tomorrow.
Ah. What grade are you in?
Oh, I'm in college. I'm in the criminal justice program.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. Just pitching.
I bet.
Anyway, PLA rocks. I've been listening to the Fun Losers, the podcast, and then Big Beef Bueno for like quite a while now, so I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm glad you listen and everything. And, you know, I really suck at engaging callers in the conversation, I'm noticing.
Yeah, I'm not that great a caller, so...
Well, I'm a pretty crappy host, so... We're a good pair, you know? Or a bad pair, I guess.
Either way. I think both are...
I'm going to play some music so it sounds like I'm doing something and, you know, not failing at conversation. But thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Keep listening.
And I don't think it'll be so bad. listening to The Phone Show with RBC Pete on Party 93.4.
Our telephone operators are standing by to take your call.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
Yeah, I'm bored enough to take pretty much any call tonight. I'm unprepared enough to take any calls, so tonight would be a great night for a phone mob, if you guys are still into that phone mobbing me stuff. Here's a prank call that's by Neil Hamburger. I can't remember if I played this one last week or not, but here it is again if I did.
I was wondering if you could make a special order of pizza. I'm on a diet. I need a... see, I'm weighing right now about 350, but I'm down from about 550.
I don't understand. Where you at?
I want a pizza with a low calorie, you know.
A low calorie?
Because I weigh fucking 350.
Unknown caller, you're on the air.
Unknown. Hello, this is operator 80365F with an IP relay call. Do you know how to use relay?
Yeah, and you better make it quick,
one
lady.
Moment. The caller has already disconnected, so IP relay.
I hate you.
I can't be eating a bunch of grease, you know what I mean? There ain't no room for that in my life no more, right?
Yeah, you're right, man.
Well, you know what I wanted to do, if you could help me out, or maybe if you got a piece of, you know, the pizza cardboard there that you put the pizza on? I just want you to make the cardboard as the crust. Put the tomato sauce on that circular piece of paper and just put some, maybe a little bit of low-calorie, phony, artificial paper cheese or something and get that thing cooking up so it's real good and hot. Then I'll come down there in my wheelbarrow. I got a couple of naked boys that wheel me bear everywhere I want to go and get that pizza, shove that thing down my throat and give you my American Express card and you can just write yourself the ticket to Hollywood.
Wow.
Yeah, I just want a cardboard pizza, basically. Because you know what I found? As far as my bowel movement goes, if I eat the flour, I get real constipated. Whereas I eat the cardboard, it just...
Where'd you learn all this at?
What's that?
Did you go to school for this?
Did I go to school for this?
Yeah, that's a
I went to school. I graduated from Yale.
Oh, Yale?
What? Yale. No, not Yale. Yale.
Did you know...
Y-A-O-O. What?
Did you meet Ted?
Ted?
Yeah.
That fat fucking hog, Tad. No, I didn't meet that fucking pinhead.
Yeah.
I weighed 350 pounds.
Wow.
What
that's
do you...
big. That's big, man.
Yeah, it's real big. You know what the girls think of that?
Well,
they like it.
Oh, they do, huh?
Oh, they like the big fucking belly and the big old fucking 25-inch dick.
Yeah, mañana.
Mañana? This is Italian restaurant, not a Mexican restaurant. Listen, I'm all kidding aside. Let's get down to business.
Yeah.
I've been drinking, and I want some pizza to cut the fucking alcohol intake, you know? And I'm willing to pay and get my boys to wheelbarrow me down to your nice old establishment to get that pizza shoved down my fucking throat.
Tell me what you want, and let's cut up that shit now, you know?
Oh.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Unknown caller. Are you a relay operator? Hi. I get lots of that. Can you tell? But I don't know what relay is, so you're going to have to explain it to me anyway. But I'm just kidding. You don't really have to. How long have you been a relay operator now?
I'm sorry. I'm just the relay operator.
Yeah. So did you have to fill out an application for that?
I'm sorry, the phone call is not for me, sir.
Yeah, I know.
It's Phone Losers for Life.
Phone Losers for Life? Tell them PLA go away. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, tell them what?
PLA go away. Go ahead. So, how much training does it take to be a relay operator?
Sir, I'm sorry. I'm not part of the conversation.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to them, stupid.
Excuse me. One moment, please.
Why?
I'm transferring your call to supervisor.
Why are you doing that?
Talking to me. One moment, please.
Because I'm... Okay. Yeah,
whoa,
screw that.
Buddy. No.
Let's cut down this, all this line and let's talk about business.
You want to talk about business?
Business and food.
Business and food. How's business? Pretty good. How's the food? Not so good, I hear.
Oh.
Not at your place. Your place, I hear, is real good pizza.
Okay.
See, I wouldn't have been 525 pounds if I didn't know a little bit about food. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But when I was
eating...
No, I was mostly eating onion rings, though.
Hey, you're on there.
Hey, Brad.
Hi.
Hi. It's Evil Gold.
Oh, hey, Evil Gold.
I was wondering if you might help me out with a prank to a friend of mine who's staying at a hotel tonight.
No, probably not.
Aw.
Because, you know, if I say yes, some of those people, like, you know, will read me my own home phone number or other phone numbers that I don't want on the air.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe I could. Who is it that we want to call?
Just my friend Evie. She's, she travels with the circus, and, I told her I would find out what hotel she's at and call her at some point.
So you found out?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
And you better not be tricking me.
Sometimes I wonder if Eskimos use microwaves. Sometimes I wonder if Michael Jackson ever shaves. Sometimes I wonder what bowling balls are made of. Sometimes I wonder what happened to OJ's other glove. Sometimes I just sit around and I wonder till I'm blue. Baby, one thing I never wonder about is how much I love you. Sometimes I wonder if dolphins ever cry. Sometimes I wonder if Michael Eisner's a truly happy guy. Sometimes I wonder about the purpose of birthmarks. And sometimes I wonder how come Twister's only hit trailer parks. Sometimes I just sit around and I wonder till I'm blue. Baby, one thing I never wonder about is how much I love you.
2, 3, 4.
Sometimes I wonder, why was the movie Congo ever made? And sometimes I wonder, how come you never see a brand new ice cream truck? And sometimes I wonder, why are Renaissance fairs so popular? What can be done to prevent that? But darling, I never wonder about how much I love you. Sometimes I wonder how I made it through college so soon. Sometimes I wonder how many laws could I break with just a spoon. Sometimes I wonder about barbecue tongs. Sometimes I wonder if anyone's listening to my song. Sometimes I just sit around.
Okay, we are going to try and call a motel that this girl is, Evil Gold's friend, is staying at.
Thank you for calling the Motel 6, located at Shaw Avenue and Highway 99. Press 1 if you already know the room or extension number. Please hold for the front desk operator.
We don't know the room number.
Thank you.
And I'm going to mute myself when I say her real name, just to protect the innocent.
Motel 6, this is Randy. How can I help you?
Hello, I need to be connected to a room, but I don't know the room number.
What's the name?
It's a... Okay, thanks. Wow, he gave me the room number.
Well, they wouldn't do that before.
I don't even know what I'm going to say.
Hey, Ina, what's up? Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Scott? Oh, I thought that was you, Evil Gold. Dang it. Okay. All right, let's try that one more time. I'm such a failure. Okay, here we go again. This time I can just punch in the room number.
Thank you for calling. Enter.
I think I messed that up.
Thank you for calling the Motel 6, located at Shaw Avenue and Highway 99. Press 1 if you already know the room or extension. Enter the room. Please hold for the front desk operator. Thank you.
Live prank calls are always so great.
Motel 6, this is Randy. How can I help you?
Hi, I was trying to reach room 130.
Did they not answer last time?
I'm not sure. It didn't seem like they did.
All right, I'll try to connect you again.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from the front desk. Is this...
Yes.
I'm sorry, you weren't sleeping or anything, were you?
I'm just watching a television show.
Okay, because we're getting a lot of noise complaints from your room, and we need to ask you guys to quieten down in there.
What kind of noise complaints?
And you know, I hate to say this, but we can smell the marijuana coming from under your door, and that needs to stop too, or we're gonna be forced to ask you to leave.
Oh.
But especially the noise, though, because there are other guests that keep a more normal schedule, and you're keeping them awake.
Okay.
Do you think
we keep a normal schedule too? And I've just had the TV on, so.
Well, we hear like we're hearing lots of fighting coming from that room, lots of yelling from real people,
okay.
Not the TV.
Yeah, that's definitely not us. So
oh no,
the wrong
it's
room.
It's definitely room 130. I walked
yelling?
Past. Yeah, I stood outside the door myself. And I also turned on the phone tap that we have on each phone in each room, and I was able to listen into your room secretly without you knowing it, and I could hear the yelling from there.
I'm watching a television show that has dinosaurs in it.
Oh, no, I can hear the television show, but your yelling is drowning it out. You and the male prostitute that's in your room with you.
Oh, God.
And it's not a laughing matter, really.
Okay. Is this for phone losers?
what's phone losers? I don't know what you're talking about.
This is awesome.
What do you mean?
This is for phone losers. I've done this before.
But I'm totally Roy from the front desk.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it's cool. Where are you from?
I'm in Oregon.
You're in Oregon?
At the front desk in Oregon.
Uh-huh.
For real, though, you need to keep the noise down.
Uh-huh. Who is this?
Oh, this is Roy from the front desk.
No, seriously.
My name's Roy.
Hey, Evie.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, you're on the radio right now.
Yeah, you're live on the air in Hudson Valley, New York. Quick, turn on your radio. turn your radio to channel 7.
To channel 7? Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's the one. I'm really sorry we weren't able to wake you from your sleep.
Oh, no. I'm watching Sliders, actually.
Oh, really? That show's awesome.
Yeah.
Which episode is it?
The one where they land on the planet where the San Francisco is a reserve for dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah, and there are holograms and stuff, or the hologram comes after them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen all of those. I'm a nerd. So what time do you go to sleep?
I go to sleep when I get tired, between 10:30 and like 12:30.
Okay, so I'm going to call you at 1:30.
No, you better not. I'll take this shit off the hook.
Well, that's the only way you're going to keep me from calling. But if you do that, I'm going to call the rooms next to you, and I'm going to challenge them I'm going to say I'm you, and I'm going to challenge them to a fight.
Don't do that.
I was saying, come over here and knock on the door. You'll get a surprise.
No, because it's kind of weird because like we've gotten these that phone call that you started off, you know, doing for me.
Uh-huh.
We've gotten a real one of those. We've gotten a couple of them actually.
Are you normally a loud arguing person?
Not loud, but for the smoke issue.
Oh, for marijuana smoke or uh-huh. cigarette smoke?
Both.
I see.
And incense.
I see.
Yeah.
Have you ever had someone call you and try and convince you to throw your chair out the window?
No.
Did you hear about that story where that happened?
No.
Some guy named Dex. I had to put a link to him in the show notes on this episode, but there's a YouTube videos where he actually does that to people. He convinces them that there's a gas leak and gets them to bust out their windows.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Do you think you're that?
That was the same guy who convinced all those people to pee on each other, right?
Yeah, at the KFC and at the Waffle House.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness. They
that was amazing.
Like gas or something, like, or a skin irritant?
Yeah, like fire suppression system. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not as cool as that to get people to pee on each other and break windows. I think I have a little bit of a conscience, though, is the problem.
Work on it.
Yeah. I'll work my way up to that. Right now, I'm just pretending to be the front desk.
Evie, you need to pee on Scott right now.
No.
It'll make the irritant go away on your skin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He has a skin irritant.
Just tell us you're
He's
peeing.
He's going to die if you don't pee on him.
Just tell us you are, so we'll seem cool.
How did you guys get my room number?
We asked the front desk.
They'll give anything on you. I bet you I could call up and get your home address.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's try to get the credit card number because it's under the circus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that
right
now.
Hey, I lost my credit card and I'm at the gas station and I just need the number.
So I can get gas from the self-serve pump because that works.
No. But if you're really good at it, they'll give it to you.
That's true.
Yeah. They're not supposed to give you the room numbers of anyone in a hotel room if you don't already know it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even ask for it. He just handed it to me.
Yeah, I actually called in earlier to, like, see which of your name it was under.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, what room are they in? And whoever was there, like, at 4 o'clock or whatever, didn't give it to me. But then when we called in just now, he was like, when we gave him your name, he was like, oh, that's room 130.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and all the people that are listening right now on the air, they heard the name of your hotel and your room number, so expect prank calls all night.
Do you have any listeners from Fresno?
I doubt it.
I hope not.
I mean, there's like 11 online right now that are listening, and then the rest are in New York.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I'm going to hang up on both
party
of you.
In Fresno.
Yeah.
Watching Sliders.
Sliders rocks.
All right, well, don't call me again.
Well, we'll see about that.
Bye.
Bye, Evie. Bye, Evil Gold.
Bye.
How much I love you. There's no more singing for me.
Party 93.4, call us at 505-796-4020. My favorite rock group, Kiss.
Yeah, I've got a request and a dedication. The request is phony calls, and I want to dedicate it to Max, Murdoch, and Paul. Thank you.
That was some guy named Stan in Houston. So here's his call from Weird Al Yankovic. I mean his song, not his call.
Mom and Dad are going out for the evening, and you're stuck inside the house all alone. That's when you decide it might be fun to harass someone. Dial a random number up on your telephone. You ask if their refrigerator is running, then you tell them they should go out and catch it. Buddy, if they ever figured out where you were calling them from, they'd come and bust your head right.
Listen to me.
Somebody call, somebody call, somebody call. Hurry, now, now.
Welcome to the cutest girl in Charlie Horse. Sorry, Porsche, but what's Ellen DeGeneres? Have that I go. I
you're telling me tenderness? Well, I can be as gentle and as smooth as a gentleman. Give me my Ventolin inhaler and two Xenadrin, and I'll invite Sarah Palin out to dinner then. Nail her, baby, say hello to my little friend. Rick, forget cape, and let's cut out the middleman. Forget him or you're gonna end up in the hospital again. And this time it won't be for the Ritalin binge. Forget them other men, girl, pay them little attention. A little did I mention that Jennifer's in love with me, John Mayer, so sit on the bench. Man, I swear them other guys, you give them an inch. They take a mile, they got style, but it isn't slim. Checking me out, and baby, you know you want me to. Don't try to deny it, baby, I'm the only one for you. Damn girl, I'm beginning to sprout an alfalfa. Why should I wash my filthy mouth out? You think that's bad? You should hear the rest of my album. Never has there been such finesse and nostalgia. Man, Cass, I don't mean to message a gal, but Jessica Alba, put a breast on my mouth, bro. Wowzers, I just made a mess of my trousers. And they wonder why I keep dressing like Elvis. Lord help us, he's back in his pink elf shirt. Looking like someone shrinked his outfit. I think he's about to flip. That's the car, rest assured. Superman's here to rescue ya. Can you blame me? You're my Amy, I'm your Blake. Matter of fact, bake me a birthday cake with a saw blade in it to make my jailbreak. Baby, I think you just met your soulmate. Now break it down, girl.
You guys are sick of this song, so I'm just going to end it in the middle of the song. Call the phone show 505-796-4020 because I'm bored. I need someone to talk to.
Well, I went out for a boogie a week ago last Tuesday. I was doing the Wigan Hustle on the Palais Glide. I met a girl in suspenders and the buzzwams were stupendous, like two bald-headed men sitting side by side. She wore a bra size 45 and she could shoot and jive. And when she stopped dancing, bits of her kept wobbling about. She said, "You drive me crazy, burn some rubber on me, baby." She grabbed my little whistle and she began to shout, "Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me, je t'adore, hit me. But stand and stare, she gave me a hug like a grizzly bear. I couldn't see much, I thought I was dead. I had boobs upside my head.
Boobs upside my head. Boobs upside my head.
Oh, what a bouncing head. Enough for me, my brother and dad. A chest of drawers, no doubt. One with the top drawer half pulled out. Oh, what a front she got. Believe me, son, she got the lot right before my eyes. And she was bra size 45.
Excuse me, what do I do now?
Man, be cool. Gotta get down and have a rap.
I beg your pardon.
Holy shit, holy shit, it's a call. Hi. You're calling me. Hi.
Hello?
Hey.
AT&T Internet Relay, CA6325 with a relay call.
Oh, okay, that's great. Well, hurry the hell up, man, because I don't have all night. Don't they teach you to type faster in that relay school?
I'll give you to the supervisor. You can discuss with them. Just a second.
You smart ass.
She was the big economy sizer. Bushwams were gigantic, like two fat little boys wrestling under a blanket. The flickering strobes lit up the globes that thrust from her full over. I think her name was June, cause she was busting out all over. She said, "Can you feel the force? Do you wanna take one step beyond?" I said, "Goodness gracious, great balls of fire, there's a whole lot of shaking going on." She said, "Knock on wood, I'll blame it on the boogie now. What do you think about that?" I said, "Oh."
I just can't wait for the supervisor any longer. I'm gonna hang up.
No
Sorry, relay. Try.
Tire lever. She was not at all pendulous. In fact, she was tremendulous. She wore a brass size 45, and when they played I Will Survive, she went crackers, and her animal desires became much keener. She said, John, I'm only dancing, but I'd rather be romancing. She had me inside out and upside down in the back of my Cortina. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
And there in my car, the windows all stained, I put my thorn over trim. She let it all hang out in bronze. And there in my car, I thought this is it. An instant replay, my foot out the window in bronze.
Crap. Holy crap, we have another call. What's up? You're on the air. You're on the air. Unknown caller, speak. He hung up. Yep. Unknown caller, you're on the air. You're on the air.
AT&T Instant Message Relay, CA3862.
Hi. What's CA stand for?
Communications Assistant.
Oh, I thought it was California or Kaka, or like your initials, like your name is Charlene Anderson or something.
Yeah, I'm not part of the call. Please direct your conversation to the caller.
God, what a smart ass.
Mr. Pleaser with his own master blaster and a pair of baggy trousers. Oh, what fun they had.
I can't wait much longer. This is boring. Operator, you're boring the hell out of me. Type faster, for God's sake. These relay operators suck.
You said you wanted a call, so here you go. You said you wanted a call, so here you go. RBCP.
That's an awful call. Why did you even waste my time, lady? Go ahead. Hey, here's another caller. What's up? Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, this is operator 70575, ma'am, with an IP relay call. So do you know how to use relay?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, and could you please repeat what you said when you picked up the phone?
I said, caller, you're on the air. Party 93.4.
Okay, the caller has disconnected, sir, and I must end this conversation. Thank you, IP relay operator.
Thanks for wasting my time. Okay, there's still two other relay operators on the air, I suspect. They're both relay operators. Can either of you other operators hear me? You guys will never have a career in radio.
We are here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Dynamite!
And what did she say when you grabbed her?
Please, Mr. Peter.
I know sharks are stupid, but what did you think when you took that first bite?
How sweet it is.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say? With me now is the local sheriff. Sheriff Brody, the shark will be back for lunch. What do you intend to do?
Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight.
Just arriving is oceanographer Matt Hooper. Sir, if someone is attacked by a shark,
What should they do?
Do the hustle!
We are going aboard the fishing boat of Captain Quint. Captain, will you be able to catch this giant shark?
I will.
Thank you, Captain. Captain, when you catch one of these sharks, what do you feel like?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
We've just sighted the shark again. He's coming straight for us. Captain Quint is shouting something at him.
Get your baby one of these nights.
Hey, Jaws, the captain says he's going to catch you. What do you think of that? Uh-oh, here he comes again.
Relay call. Do you know how to use relay?
Yes, I know how to use relay.
Thank you. Please hold for the caller to respond and begin.
Okay, hello.
This is operator 70298F with an IP relay call. Do you know how to use relay?
I'm glad you told me F at the end, so I know you're female. Oh, yeah, I know how to use relay.
Can you please repeat what you said when you first answered the phone slowly this time?
I said, I picked up the phone and I was like... And you have to type it that long.
Please repeat after I said, and I picked up the phone. Please hold for the caller to begin. Greetings, go ahead.
Greetings, caller. What are you calling about today? Go ahead.
Am I on the air? Go ahead.
Yes, you're on the air. Please do not curse. Go ahead. Operator, if they curse, it's okay to censor them.
Can you please say it again, sir?
If they curse, just censor them. Say, like, you know, poopy or...
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not allowed to engage in conversation. Please direct all your comments to the caller. Thank you.
How is
everything with you today, Brad?
Oh, super. I'm doing a radio show right now. And you're...
One moment, please, sir. May I please remind you to wait for the go-ahead for your turn. Thank you.
I don't like your attitude. I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up on you, too, you other operator person. Okay. That was dumb.
They've hit him! Mr. Jaws, why doesn't anything seem to hurt you?
Big boys don't cry. Big boys don't cry.
He's coming right onto the boat. Mr. Jaws, why are you grabbing my hand?
Wouldn't you give your hand to a friend?
No, wait. Mr. Jaws, that's not the way this record is supposed to end. Help! Help!
There are no unwinnable wars. There are no unrightable wrongs or unsingable songs.
Hello?
Hello, this is Operator 80050M with an IP relay call. Do you know how to use relay?
And how long have you been an operator with IP relay? Hello? Hello, go ahead. Did you hang up on me? Somebody should call me for real without a relay operator. The phone number is 505-796-4020. You have 3 minutes. Hurry the hell up. Hello, unknown caller.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
For once, it's not an IP relay operator.
Holy crap, I don't know how to react to this.
I know, I thought it would be kind of shocking, because it's all you've been getting most of the night.
Yeah, pretty much. Who is this?
It's Jude. I called the other week, said something about folding proteins. I was all tired and shit, so...
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
That's okay. I didn't think anyone would.
I didn't see
anyone come and say, oh, hey, I heard about this on the phone show.
I think you're lying to me anyway.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So where are you calling from?
Somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Ah, okay.
testing out Skype on my iPod. So
really?
MP3 player turned phone.
It came up to me as unknown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I guess I just put in a number instead of calling.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
Yeah.
So
I forgot. I would have had to add you as a contact, and I'm like, I'll just put in a number.
I'm not worth your time.
Oh, maybe next week. You know, I don't know.
How do you like Skype on your iPhone?
No, it's all right, but because it's jailbroken, at first it was like crashing constantly,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't have like a built-in microphone. So I went to the, you know, iPod store thing, and they were like $40. I got one from China for like $4.
You can't just use the microphone that's on it already?
No, the iPod is not the iPhone. It's the iPod. So it doesn't have a built-in mic, just this.
Oh, the touch. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. I made that clear.
No, I'm just slow.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah. So am I.
I'm waiting for the Skype for BlackBerry to come out. Or I think it's out already, isn't it?
It might be. I don't know. Yeah. I don't have a BlackBerry.
Well, in any case, I'm waiting to get the new BlackBerry so I can actually use it because I don't have Wi-Fi on my current BlackBerry.
The Wi-Fi is a pretty useful thing there for, you know, those random, untraceable calls on someone else's Wi-Fi. Of course, I don't condone that, but, you know.
Of course not. So,
we can't say we do that stuff.
No, not at all.
I was just wondering if you know where I could find a copy of that Dex call to Waffle House, because it seems to have disappeared off the internet. And I was wondering if maybe you saved it or know someone hosting it.
I don't think... I didn't put that on PLA Radio, did I? I think I just put...
I think it was just the KFC call.
Okay, yeah.
And I saw it on the forums that it was there, but they were removed by a user by the time I got to it.
Oh, that really sucks. That was... I mean, it was really long, but it was kind of hilarious.
It sounded like an epic call, and you know, I missed it.
Yeah, it was great. They actually had male and female employees outside and got them to undress in front of each other. And before they got them to go outside, they got them to break the windows with, like, frying pans and stuff, like the big plate glass windows.
Great. It's going to cost so much, I think.
Yeah, he's going to end up killing someone, I'm sure of it. He's going to injure or kill someone.
And I almost want to get employed at one of those places, smash all the windows and say it was a prank call.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, it sounds like the perfect way to...
Yeah, you look like an idiot to the media, but I guess they don't get in trouble for that.
Apparently not. I read a couple of the ones from smashing out hotel windows, and they're like, oh, well, they can't really be blamed for what they did at 3 a.m, all tired. And I'm like, yeah, they can. They just call back the front desk and make sure it was a real emergency.
Yeah, but someone on the forums was saying that, like, just, you know, trash your hotel room and say it was some guy on the phone said to do it, and you're scot-free.
Yeah, I think I may do that next time I'm, you know, out of town. But yeah. But they told me to do it. It was the front desk.
Yeah. Yeah, Dex is going to hurt somebody. That's why I don't do calls like that. I would actually feel bad if I, you know, injured... those gigantic plate glass windows, those could fall on somebody and kill them.
It's good to have some kind of conscience, you know?
Yeah.
But it's good that other people don't, because it's at least a little bit entertaining.
Yeah, it's very entertaining. I think I feel bad about enjoying it so much, but it's awesome what he does.
I kind of feel bad about laughing, but it's definitely some form of entertainment.
Yeah, Dex has a show on some kind of porn site, I think. It looks pretty sketchy, so I'm afraid to even download the program that it says that I need to download. But,
yeah, I guess it was Pal Talk before, but now they're...
Yeah, they kicked him off after the KFC media coverage. And
yeah, probably the same reason they removed the Waffle House one, you know? They want to get banned from another...
Yeah, probably.
...another service.
But, yeah, I'll try to put a link to his... whatever his show is. Whatever that site is that you have to download this software to get on his show.
All right. And so, if anyone on the forums hears about it, or has a copy, was lucky enough to... have like download helper on Firefox to like download YouTube stuff. Yeah.
Anybody that can help out with that, contact me, radio@phonelosers.org.
It's because I've been Googling and it's completely disappeared, like off the face of the internet. And it's so upsetting. You can Google anything, you know. Google is God on the internet.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Check the show notes in a day or two.
Will do.
So it's after 12, so I guess I'm going to end the show now, mostly because I'm tired and want to go to sleep.
3 a.m. here, Pennsylvania. So.
Yeah, it sucks to be you guys. I'm kind of...
I'm to stay up for these.
Well, I'm trying to find an earlier time slot. I'm hoping that maybe they can switch me to, you know, just an hour earlier.
That'd be great.
That would kind of help people on the East Coast, because you people have to stay up till, you know, 3 in the morning, and I don't know. In my opinion, the show kind of sucked.
I'm less coherent at 3 a.m., so it may not make much sense.
Anyway, that's going to be it. I'm quitting the show now, so...
All right, well, nice talking to you.
Say bye to everyone, Jude.
Bye, everyone.
And, listen to the phone show. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have a RSS feed now. So if you can't stay awake for the entire show, you can download the show through iTunes. It's phonelosers.org/phoneshow.xml. And, of course, I'll put it...
Yeah, I already have it in my Opera RSS feed.
Ah, good. Yeah, anyway, I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Goodbye, everyone. I'm leaving now.
Bye.
Have a nice night. Thanks for staying up this late with me. Bye, Jude.
Bye-bye.
Screw you out. Here's some weird country music from the 80s. After this, I'm hanging up, going off the air. Bye, everyone.
Every girl's dream, on every smile, a memory of every place I've been. Redheads, blondes, and cool brunettes loved every girl I found. But I couldn't stick around too long. I like to spread myself around. They won't get me. Me, 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 they won't get me. Me, me, me. Some girls love to hold you, but hold you much too long. They won't tie you down, so I'm up already gone. Some girls love to love you, I love to feel their needs. It breaks my heart to leave them, but there's many more to please. They won't get me. Too long, I'll tell you they won't tie you down, so I'm up already gone. Redheads, blondes, and cool brunettes loved every girl I found, but I couldn't stick around too long. I like to spread myself around, they won't get me, me.